Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I hope everyone had a lovely, restful weekend. We are back. It is rainy and cold in New England, but it's a perfect day to listen to the show because we're going to have a lot of fun. And there's tons to get to. Actually, Joe Biden is speaking right now. Is it at a school, Jared? Is that what?
Yes, he is speaking to a pre-K class at a New Jersey elementary school.
All right, so.
So what could go wrong?
Needless to say, we will have plenty of sound and material to get us through the next 3 hours. But what I wanted to start with today is something that I woke up this morning. And I always do take a little break on the weekends of going on Twitter. So usually on Monday morning, I have a fair amount of catching up to do. And I saw that this Dr. Fauci story was trending about the experimenting on puppies. I think it was beagles specifically. And I was kind of perplexed because we have talked about this before. This had come out prior to yesterday. But sometimes that's how it goes with these stories. They don't pick up as much steam. And this time there were photos of some of the dogs undergoing these experiments. And it got a lot of people talking. It got a lot of people passionate and tweeting. And the mobs were out for Dr. Fauci. And there was hashtags a-brewing, which is never good on a Monday morning if you're a public figure. And you find out that you're the focus of a hashtag. That's enough to really scare you. And it should, because what they did to these dogs, and I don't want to try to explain the science of it, so I'm actually just going to read from the New York Post here. Dr. Anthony Fauci is facing calls from a bipartisan group of legislators to respond to allegations that his National Institute of Health Division provided a grant to a lab in Tunisia to torture and kill dozens of beagle puppies for twisted scientific experiments. And when you hear what the experiments are, when you see the photos, I just saw one photo of two dogs. And everybody knows this. I never grew up with dogs. I know how passionate, though, people get about dogs. And that's one thing Howie used to warn me about. I would say something about a specific breed of dog I wasn't crazy about. And Howie Carr, who's kind of the king of controversy, would look at me and say, tread lightly. You are about to, you know, reap a whirlwind of criticism from people who are obsessed with their dogs. So I always kind of knew that. And it's also the old thing of when you go into a movie theater and you're watching a movie and, you know, if it's like a Batman movie or something and there's all this violence, like 15 people can die in the movie and nobody really reacts. And then they kill the dog in the middle of the movie and you'll hear it in the audience. I remember, not spoiler alert here, but a dog doesn't die at the end of A Star Is Born, but a dog witnesses someone dying. And people, plenty of, the actual man who died in the movie did not really elicit tears from everyone. But the dog being left alone with no one there to comfort him really bothered people. That's all I'm saying is that dogs have a way to get people talking. So when this picture came out, it's these two dogs. They're lying on their bellies. And even as someone who's not a huge dog person, I did find myself like so sad for these two helpless creatures. Like they have no idea what's going on. And it gets worse. So they have like these helmet things, like these cages around the dog's heads. And it's an experiment that they put fleas inside the little cage. So let me continue here just so I get it right. In a letter to the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, South Carolina Rep. Nancy Mace and 23 colleagues addressed their grave concerns about reports of costly, cruel, and unnecessary taxpayer-funded experiments on dogs. So this was brought to fruition by a Freedom of Information Act, another onerous FOIA by a Republican. We're seizing and pouncing on these FOIAs. And it was actually a watchdog group called White Coat Waste Project. Now, if you have ever looked into the pork that our politicians stuff into these massive spending bills, you know that the White Coat Waste Project probably has plenty of work cut out for them. I doubt there's a slow day for the White Coat Waste Project. I mean, I'm talking gender studies in Pakistan, hamster studies in Ethiopia. They probably have a full plate. So it's a great thing they're doing. Now, the NIAID spent one... Now, this wasn't like a small project. You know, this wasn't like, oh, $2,000 to, you know, do something awful to these beagles. This was a big project. $1.68 million in taxpayer funds on drug tests involving 44 beagle puppies. Now, the White Coat Waste Project report claimed that the researchers locked the dogs in cages with hungry sandflies so that the insects could eat them alive. Some of the pooches were also allegedly injected with disease-causing parasites. The commission tests involved injecting and force-feeding the puppies an experimental drug for several weeks before killing and dissecting them, the lawmakers wrote. The bipartisan group also raised concerns. This is a part of the story which really made my stomach turn. Because dogs, and I know there's cat people out there. God love you. We need somebody to care for the cats. But there's something about dogs where they don't have like a mean bone, most of them. You know, they trust you. And everyone loves to say, oh, when I get home, my dog goes crazy for me. He missed me so much. I hate to break this to you. Who's ever feeding the dog, he's probably going to love. I'm not even a dog person. I've met dogs. They love me. So clearly their bar is pretty low for who they're going to show affection to. But that is the wonder of dogs, is that they just love you and they trust that you're going to take care of them. And this is the part of the story that really breaks my heart. The bipartisan group also raised concerns about allegations that scientists slit dogs' vocal cords so they wouldn't bark during the experiments. This cruel procedure, which is opposed with rare exceptions by the American Veterinarian Medical Association and the American Animal Hospital Association and others, seems to have been performed so that experimenters would not have to listen to the pain cries of the beagle puppies. This is a reprehensible misuse of taxpayer funds. And beyond that, it seems like it should be criminal. If you're going to stick a helmet around a puppy full of, I honestly can't even believe I'm saying this out loud because it's so sick, full of sandflies, and watch the sandflies eat the puppy alive, but you don't want to be bothered to hear the pain that you are causing, wow, that is some low, low stuff. That is some shady, shady business. That is sinful. And I know there's going to be people who call in. You know, every year we do Howie's Charity Hour on the Howie Carr Show. He comes on after me, in case you guys haven't heard of him. And it's so funny because we do this and you can donate to any charity. And it's always like 90% people love animal charities. People love animals. And so my point about this is everyone's hashtagging, you know, fire Fauci, get rid of Fauci, Fauci's evil. And at first I was like, all right, Fauci has a lot of problems we should be talking about. He's lied multiple times. Anyone who's watched his exchanges with Rand Paul or read a piece by Scott Hounsell knows that this guy is a liar and he's done a lot of bad things, specifically in the past 2 years. And so part of me was kind of thinking, yeah, but you guys didn't even care about the first part. But then a wise person told me that, you know, Al Capone, was it Al Capone who was gone on tax evasion? And so the reason I say that is because it's kind of like whatever you can get him on, you know, if this is the thing that gets him off CNN for a few weeks, if this is the thing that ruins his career as St. Fauci slash celebrity slash guy on everyone's socks and face on candles and Disney Plus documentaries and Brad Pitt playing him on SNL, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. Justice for the beagles. And it's a weird turn of events because I've said things about beagles before. I had a beagle that lived next to me. They're very loud dogs. I wasn't a big fan. And I have to say, after reading this, looking at those, if I were to get a dog right now today, it'd be a beagle. Because those pictures are just not right. And I hope people call in and want to talk about this because I was revved up. I can't imagine how other people feel who have dogs. It's reprehensible. That's the best way to put it. And I'm glad that it's a bipartisan group. I'm glad Fauci's going to have to answer for something. I'm a little sad that people don't pay attention to the other parts of where Dr. Fauci went wrong. But hey, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take what I can get. 844-500-4242. We have more about this when we get back. And like I said, if this is what wakes people up, then go for it. I'm glad people are getting mad about the dogs. I want to hear your thoughts on this. 844-500-4242. We have a lot to get to today. An update on Dave Chappelle, an update on the border, record numbers at the border. But remember, Joe Biden doesn't have time to get down there because he's eating ice cream, going to Delaware, and taking questions from, what, kindergartners, pre-K? So, you know, his schedule is pretty jam-packed. We'll be right back with your calls. It's Monday, and I'm excited to be here for another week of The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. A lot of people already lighting up the text line. 413 says, I'm sorry, Grace, I had to shut off your show. I can't listen to the horrors put on those beagles. I had a beagle for 16 years. I still get teary-eyed talking about her, and she died in 2013. Glad you're exposing that Fauci is the monster that he is. Yeah, I know it's not, I know it's Monday, it's the start of the week, and I know it's a tough thing to talk about, but like I said, I have disliked Dr. Fauci for so long for other things that he has done. I couldn't get over, if I'm being honest, the part of this that I really couldn't get over was when he was on a radio show and he was asked the question that a lot of conservatives had posed over the past few months, which is at what point, if you really care so much, you know, that's his big thing, is he cares about the public health, he cares. That's a joke. Any guy who's down with putting beagles in helmets full of sandflies, I'm sorry, the compassion element is, the compassion chip is missing. But that was always his thing, was, oh, I you know, it's my job as a doctor. It's the oath I took. I can't not do this. And my question was always, well, at a certain point, if you're not helping the cause anymore, and I guess the cause is getting everybody vaccinated, everybody from age 0 to 1,000 has to be vaccinated in every part of the world. And if you're not doing that anymore, if whether or not you think it's justified, if you are such a polarizing figure that half the country not only doesn't listen to you, but actively dislikes you, wouldn't you put the cause above yourself and say, I will step aside? And you could even say, I disagree with the premise that I am a partisan political hack, but clearly it's having an effect on the mindset of people, so I will step aside and let someone else do this. And I'm sure Fauci's aware that there's always 1,000 hacks waiting, you know, waiting for the job. It's, remember in Devil Wears Prada, they said, it's a job 1,000 girls would kill for. Well, that's a job 1,000 hacks would kill for, to be able to go on TV at every day and sit in those green rooms and rub elbows with the rich and famous and talk about how important you are. But he refused to do that. He said, absolutely not. And it's because it's all about him. So when I hear this story and people are finally saying, this guy's got to go, I know all of his past sins. And I know that there's a huge part of the United States that doesn't care, that hasn't been paying attention. My listeners know. We know what a fraud Fauci is. But for everyone who doesn't, if this is what it takes, then yeah, I got to talk about it. And I know it's tough to hear. I mean, the pictures are worth 1,000 sad words because they're just awful. And the vocal cords part of it is what gets you. It's like, okay, so you have the gall to do this to these innocent animals, but you're not going to listen to them when they have to cry. Ugh, it really creeps me out. And It actually has to do with our poll question today. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follinsbee Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follinsbee Inn, spelled Follansbee. Go to FollinsbeeInn.com. I was just talking about Follinsbee Inn with my parents over the weekend. They went there. They've been there a few times, actually. And around this time of year, when it's this fall crisp weather, is when they love it the most. Follinsbee Inn, it's a great spot. Make sure you check it out. Jared, what is the poll question? And what are the results thus far?
Will the Beagle outrage finally end Fauci's media parade?
If something had to do it, it would involve dogs. If something is going to bring us together as a nation... And I always say that there's like a special magic about certain people or animals that can bring people together. For example, Bill de Blasio. Bill de Blasio has managed to unite people all across New York City who hate him. Republicans, Democrats. And dogs have that same kind of magic where they're going to unite Republicans and Democrats because everybody loves dogs. So I'm going to say yes.
Straight 50-50.
No way!
Yep.
Oh, we are starting the week off with a strong
straight
poll
up
question.
50-50.
Yes.
Could go either way.
Very good, everyone. I love this. This is what I like because this means till the end of the show, I'll be excited to see where it goes. All right, let's go to the calls here. Peggy, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Grace. Great show as usual. I have 2 points I wanted to make. The first one was, I remember way back, maybe a year or so ago, you mentioned something about the Beagles barking and baying all night, and you had a contingent of Beagle Nation practically pounding down the door. But that's not my point. My point was when you were saying about...
Hold on, Peggy. I got to stop you there for one sec. Okay? First of all, yes, you are correct. I don't know if they were banging down my door. They were definitely upset. But we should also acknowledge all I said was Beagles are a little rambunctious. They're a little troublemakers. But... compared to what Fauci did, I don't think my comment was anywhere near that.
No. I'm just talking about how Beagle Nation...
Oh, how passionate they are. Yeah.
Easily offended, how passionate they are. But my second point was when you said about how tax evasion brought down Al Capone. Look what happened to Cuomo. He killed all those people in the nursing homes, and that wasn't what got him. It was that he was, you know, inappropriate with his staff. So this could very easily happen to Fauci. The Beagles could bring him down.
Peggy, that is an excellent point. And what a way to start the week with a great caller, because I never even thought of that. But that you're absolutely right on that, because everyone, all these Democrats knew that the sexual harassment allegations, they knew that if they looked into this nursing home, if the nursing home scandal and all those deaths were the thing to bring Cuomo down, then they would also have to look at other states and other blue governors that mishandled the nursing homes and mishandled this virus. And so therefore they saw the sexual harassment allegations as a kind of out. It was a cop out. And while I'm not saying that what those women did coming forward against Cuomo wasn't extremely brave, and I'm happy they did that, it wasn't the original sin, so to speak. And I know that people like Janice Dean are still fighting, because you sit back and you go, well, that's great that he's getting justice for this thing, but what about for this thing? And in the case of Dr. Fauci, I agree. I mean, I am at a point where I don't think any of these Democrats will ever turn on him, but I didn't consider the dogs. And that is where the poll comes in at 50-50. Consider the dogs. All right, when we get back, we will continue with this if people want to talk about it. We also have some fresh Joe Biden sound. He's giving the young kids tips on how to deal with reporters. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Once again, I am so excited to be here. And I know I'm getting a lot of texts from people who are saying, I can't listen to this. I can't listen to the Beagle story. If you missed it, Dr. Fauci approved, or you know what, I keep reading it right from there because it is kind of complicated. In a letter to the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, South Carolina, Representative Nancy Mace and 23 colleagues addressed their grave concerns about reports of costly, cruel, and unnecessary taxpayer-funded experiments on dogs. I guess this project, the NIAID, spent $1.68 million in taxpayer funds on drug tests involving 44 Beagle puppies. The report claims the researchers locked the dogs in cages with hungry sandflies so that the insects could eat them alive. And maybe the worst part, I don't know what part is worse, but the bipartisan group also raised concerns about allegations that scientists slit dogs' vocal cords so that they wouldn't bark during the experiments. I understand people are texting in that they can't hear this. I get that. But we do have to talk about it because it's news and it's very, very explosive news. Not because it shocks me that Dr. Fauci would be involved in something like this, but because it shocks other people. You know, it shocks the people who don't pay attention. And I hate to say it, but sometimes that's what you need to get the ball moving. To get the ball rolling is to have some people take, what do you always say, Jared? Red-pilled. This might do it. If you think Dr. Fauci's a saint, and then you see these beagles in their cages with the sandflies all over them, you might rethink that and say, maybe I'm not the best judge of character. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I have to add Dr. Fauci to my list of people who disappointed me, like Michael Avenatti and Andrew Cuomo. And all of these people I thought were so wonderful, and then they turned out to be kind of scummy. Just a thought. But before we go back into that, and if you want to call in, it's 844-500-4242. I do have to take a moment here. Joe Biden is back out there after a weekend off. He landed in Newark this morning, and he is en route to another public appearance. But his first public appearance was actually at East End Elementary School in North Plainfield. And he was talking, of course, about the Build Back Better plan, the American Rescue Pans, and the Build Back Backstreet Boys blueberry bagel. All that. It's all great stuff. And that's all he talks about now when he goes places. And of course, this is coming off the heels of a press conference where Jen Psaki tried to excuse the fact that Joe Biden lied about being at the border. She said, oh, well, he drove through it in, like, what was it, 2008? Oh, yeah, he drove through it at one point. And so she goes on to say, well, he doesn't do things for a photo shoot, you know, for a photo op. Like, he's above that. And now he's at an elementary school, like, holding children, walking around, fumbling about. I mean, give me a... What do you call this? Oh, is this really necessary? Is this urgent? Is this crucial stuff that's happening at East End Elementary School besides Joe Biden whispering to young children? I don't think so. But we do have some good sound from it, so we will play it. The first one is Joe Biden, just a classic thing that we'll probably be able to use for years to come. This is cut one, please, Jared. Joe Biden at East End Elementary School.
I'm supposed to be over here.
Am I supposed to be over here? It's always those questions where you think, is he just talking about this moment or is this something bigger? It's like when he said to Anderson Cooper, where am I? And we all thought, or no, how did I get here? And everyone in America thought, yeah, how did we get here? That's a really good question. I want to play cut four because he reveals something to these small children. Most presidents would probably say, one of you might be president someday, you know, offer some inspiration. But Joe's more of a realist. So he's explaining to these kids how to deal with such a hateful, vicious press that he deals with on a daily basis. Cut four.
You know, when you're president, see all these people here? They're with you all the time. They get to ask you all kinds of questions. And you try to figure out how you can avoid answering them sometimes.
Now here's what I would say about this. I think if this were a different president, that might have come off as funny. Like if this were a Trump or someone who did go back and forth a lot with the press, that might have got a bigger laugh. But because this press is so worn out from having to yell at this guy as he crosses the lawn to the helicopter, and all they get is that shiny back of his head and blank stares when he's looking at them, I don't think it's playing as well. Because it's not that funny, you know? There's too much. They always say there's truth in jokes. There's too much truth in that joke. It's all truth. All right. Now, he also, he has to reference not only the governor of New Jersey, but he brings his wife into it, which is another common theme of Joe Biden, is bringing in more people that he can, you know, he doesn't know names or anything. But this seems like it's going to be an odd comment. Cut five.
By the way, you see this man here? He's the governor of the state. He runs the state. And this is his wife who runs him and me and everybody else. Anyway, well,
I don't know. This is going south. Even the reporters are like, it's so half-hearted now. I don't know what this one is about, cut three, but I'm hoping it doesn't have to do with an insurrection because I am nervous. Go ahead, Jared.
I like Legos.
Yes.
I like Legos.
Oh, my God. I'm not
Legoland. Legoland, Legoland.
You better be careful, Joe. You keep talking about Legos. You might have the FBI at your door very shortly. Remember when Trump liked Legos and he had the big Lego White House that his grandson built and the media went into like full investigation mode? Did he really build that White House? We're looking into it. We need a blue ribbon commission on who built that Lego White House. But when Joe says, I like Legos, I believe him. It was just the way he said that. It was really.
I like Legos.
Yes.
I like Legos.
I say this at every show, Jared, but I'm always between scorn and pity with Joe Biden. These cuts, I'm going pity. There was something really sad about that. I like Legos. I like Legos.
Supposed to be over here.
Let's also do cut two, please.
You look like you're building a tower.
Yes.
He's got his headphones on.
Did the kid have headphones on? Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Even the young kids aren't turning around to see the president. All right. So this is not the only thing, though, that's going wrong for Joe Biden besides this elementary school disaster. He is also dealing with a crazy record-setting year as far as the border goes and illegal immigration. And on top of all that, the mainstream media does seem to be slightly, I don't want to say turning on him, but it's getting to the point, and I always said this, I said, I don't know what point it has to get at where these people acknowledge what's in front of their own eyes. And the point I had set up in my mind was, okay, he'll have to come out without pants on. He will have to come out without pants on for people to say we have a problem. But to their credit, they seem to be coming to that a little bit faster. So maybe we'll be able to avoid that moment. In fact, SNL actually had a joke about Joe Biden over the weekend, which for them is big, big stuff. You know, that's a big step for them. Cut five, please, Jared.
Also at the town hall, President Biden admitted that he has not yet had time to visit the southern border, though his approval rating has. Insiders are also saying that during meetings, President Biden repeatedly uses the F word in conversation. More concerning, the F word he keeps using is forget.
The closest they've been to funny in a very long time was that 20 seconds of humor. And that's not the only heat he's getting. I came across this and I was kind of shocked. This was published on Saturday. This is CNN. Biden's early presidency getaways so far outpace Trump's. Right there, that is some breaking news. And you know what the most annoying part about that is? Is when I read you this, there's parts of it where they do try to sugarcoat it. Like they always have this, they have such a deep rooted loyalty to this old fool. And it's embarrassing to watch. And when you read their stuff, you can hear it when you read. It's like they're so worried and they're so nervous to criticize him. And I'll give you an example. So they're telling you about how many times he's been out of the White House and how he goes here and how he goes there. And both at or away from the West Wing, Biden, a White House official, told CNN, is constantly strategizing with staff, being briefed on the economy and national security, speaking with lawmakers to advance his legislative agenda, and more. Modern technology, the official added, makes it easier than ever for a president to do the job fully from anywhere, with many staffers working remotely at the start of the administration. Oh, it's like, okay, we understand. Then they go through some of the things he's done. But they do admit in the beginning that Biden has taken 35 personal trips and spent all or part of 108 of his first 276 days in office at one of his Delaware homes or at Camp David in Maryland. And the reason I find this interesting is because it was reported that over the weekend he actually met with, I think, Joe Manchin, because they're still trying to pass this boondoggle of a bill. And I thought, have we gotten the visitor logs yet for this stuff? Because their reasoning for not giving us the visitor logs when Joe Biden's home is, well, that's private. That's family time. You know, that's when he's off the clock. And then in the same breath, they're trying to convince us that he's constantly working. He's a workhorse. He gets to Camp David and in between Mario Kart, he is, you know, whipping up some PDFs. He's on that computer banging away. And it's like, well, which one is it? If he's meeting with Joe Manchin, I would think you're doing some sort of business, unless you're talking about houseboats, which I, you know, maybe Joe is interested in one. Be nice for his retirement in a few months.
Come on, man. How could a boat be a house? I mean it.
But if they are working towards something, shouldn't we have some access? Isn't this the most transparent administration ever? And I know what Jen Psaki's response would be. Well, it would be two things. One, context matters, Grace. It's context is important. And two, why do you need to know? That's like her go-to. If you say, you know, we're not really getting a lot of information from you guys. Why do you need to know? Why do you care? But it is interesting to see that people at CNN and also the Wall Street Journal, they had an editorial board right on Saturday that we take no pleasure in pointing this out since the U.S. needs a president who can handle the strains of the job. And all presidents stumble in speech, but Mr. Biden's frequent public confusion about the major issues of the day is a reason for the growing public concern.
I'm supposed to be over here.
Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you could finally join us. You guys are only, what, I would say 4 years late, but with Joe Biden, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe 8-9 years late. This has been happening for a long time, and it's good to see people are waking up to it, but still, yikes, how long does it take you? And actually, speaking of the F-bomb, Byron York, his daily memo today, he writes about how Joe Biden's been, he's been greeted in all these places, including Scranton, Pennsylvania, with signs that say, bleep Joe Biden.
Let's go, Brandon!
Some of them say FJB. Some of them just say, let's go, Brandon. And a lot of liberals are now very upset by this. Now, this is from the Washington Post. They said, Biden is increasingly becoming an object of hatred to many Trump supporters. They conceded, Washington Post conceded that boos and jeers and insults are nothing new for politicians, but the current eruption of anti-Biden signs and changes, however, is on another level, far more vulgar and widespread. Byron York writes, what? In case you've forgotten, and then he goes on to list Robert De Niro saying it at the Tony Awards, bleep Trump. A Los Angeles art gallery organized a hybrid virtual exhibition and protest where all of the works read bleep Trump. And rapper Eminem was appearing at a music festival in England, and he got the whole audience to chant bleep Donald Trump. Not to mention like the bloody fake head that Kathy Griffin held up on the magazine cover. Just to name a few, because I'm running out of time. But yeah, I wouldn't go for that. If you want to say, let's go, Brandon, don't let them shame you. Like, oh, that's so crude. That's so terrible. Please. The Aviva Trattoria Tour of Italy is back. Two new dates have just been added, and this is coming up really soon. One in Maynard on Tuesday, November 9th, and also on Tuesday, November 16th in Malden. I went to the one in Malden with my sister. We had the best time. I mean, Chef Anthony is incredible. He comes out every dish. He explains it to you, why he chose it, why it pairs well with the delicious wine. And it's really an event. You know, you feel like you're kind of at a show. It has a really theatrical feel to it. And they also bring out a pig at the end, a roasted pig. And of course, there's dessert, tiramisu. I mean, five courses. You're not going to leave hungry at all. You get plenty of food, but you also get a great amount of wine. And the craziest part is the price point. I say that all the time to Marcy. I say, I don't know how you have it this low for people, but they want to make it so everyone can have a special fun night out at an affordable rate. So make sure you check this out. They have free parking at both locations. Grab your tickets today at avivatrattoria.com. That's avivatrattoria.com. We will be back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is pure Americana.
I'm so off the cuff. I'm so unpredictable. And I have a leather bomber jacket. I'll take your question anyway, kid. An American
girl. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Here's a big win for conservatives. A really big win, actually. And it has nothing to do with the vaccine mandates. I did talk a little bit last week about how Southwest and some of those companies were caving. But it's the same concept of when people stand up for themselves and they stick together, a lot of these swampy administrations, whether it's, you know, organizations or companies or Wall Street, they will cave when they're faced with enough backlash from Republicans. And it shows you the power of what a Republican voice can really do. Now, this is great news. The National School Boards Association has apologized for a letter that Attorney General Merrick Garland used to target parents as domestic terrorists. So this letter was pretty incredible. And we found out last week that the National School Boards Association had actually talked to the White House before sending the letter to the AG. And now this is what they're saying today. We regret and apologize for the letter. To be clear, the safety of school board members, other public school officials, and educators and students is our top priority, and there remains important work to be done on this issue. However, there was no justification for some of the language included in the letter. I'm reading now from The Federalist. The original letter asked the federal government to take action against parents and citizens who threaten or intimidate school board officials and education administrators. It said nothing of the report of some school officials engaging in the same behavior against parents. Now, if you remember, Josh Hawley had a really interesting exchange with Merrick Garland where he was basically asking him like, or no, it wasn't with Merrick Garland. It was with a woman. And I'll remember her name when we get back. But he said, what is this language is so vague. What does that mean? Intimidate. Like if a parent goes to a school board meeting and they make a good point and they go viral on YouTube, is that intimidating? What are we talking about? And the woman couldn't define it. And so then they brought in Merrick Garland. He was floundering last week. And he's going to flounder even more this week, Jared, because now the National School Board's regretting their decision. So I can't imagine if the people who sent the letter are saying, oh, we went a little bit too far, then the guy who sicked the FBI on parents must be having some regrets.
Because of that letter that they say was
yes.
too far.
By the way, we have Rochelle Walensky sound. If you're not thinking about getting vaccinated, don't worry. Rochelle is going to educate you. We'll be right back.
I like Legos.
Yes.
I like Legos.